Hola, good people. It's Mystic here, and welcome to Natural Mystic Podcast. I hope that you have had a beautiful week of speaking positive vibrations, being intentional, laughing, and loving yourself more. And so we like to start off with a question, of course. What's your definition of beauty? Do you recognize it only in people or in everything? Webster's definition of beauty is a quality or group of qualities in a person or thing that gives pleasure to the senses or mind. We oftentimes only correlate beauty to aesthetics. We only say or see something as beautiful if it's pleasing to the eye. But as with everything, beauty has a deeper layer. What about a beautiful spirit, beautiful energy, or a beautiful heart? These are all intangible things. We can't touch one's heart, their energy, or spirit. But just because we can't see it with our physical eyes doesn't mean that beauty isn't present. It's beauty in everything. It's your gratitude and appreciation for one or something that makes it beautiful. So today, we will be talking about the beauty of gratitude. We have so many people in our lives who have beautiful energy or just a beautiful soul. But how often do we express their beauty? How often do we tell them thank you? How often do we give them their flowers? Giving flowers expresses our gratitude, respect, appreciation, and love. You hear the phrase, give them their flowers. Show them your love. We may tell someone, I love you, but we all know that actions speak louder than words. Giving flowers are an action. We talk all the time about acting and not just speaking. They go hand in hand. People need to feel the love as well as hear it. Because whether we think about it or not, we only have a certain amount of time with people. We can literally know a person our whole lives in one quick day. They have moved on. They are gone. It will be a while before you see them and hug them again. It will be a time before you are able to give them their flowers again. Talking about being dealt a bad card, I lost two aunts, one cousin, and lastly, my mother-in-law last year. Last year was the worst of my life. It was a blur. But as I reflect on my life and how she impacted it, her presence was beautiful. She was just an older, wiser, more beautiful, version of me. They oftentimes say a man will marry a woman that's similar to his mom. Well, he got an A plus on that one because we were definitely alike. But the point I'm trying to make is love those who do good for your spirit. Show love to them. Take pictures. Make videos. Laugh with them. Be patient with them. Because if you are, able to make it to their age, you will appreciate the love and the patience shown. And when you are no longer able to do these things for these special people, what do? How do you go on? Because life is still moving around you. Life doesn't stop. Your life, your life may stop, but it's business as usual around you. So what do? When your life loses its beauty, when the good old days are gone, how do you recover? There's not a bandage that's big enough to heal those type of wounds. The wounds from grief. It's a loss that can't be recovered. There are so many people that was born with all of their limbs, but life happens, and they end up losing an arm, eye, or leg. As hard as it may be, they go on. As hard as it is, they adjust. Like them, we all must learn to go on and adjust. It's hard. It's hard. Life isn't the same. A huge piece or pieces are missing, but it's okay to not be okay. Every day isn't the best of your life, but it doesn't have to be the worst either. Think of that person who you lost. You can hear that person's voice telling you that it's okay. You can hear that person's voice saying, get up. Think of how much that person loves you. And this can be one, incentive as to continue to move on and go forward. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and He saved those whose spirits have been crushed. I'm going to repeat that again. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and He saves those whose spirit have been crushed. God is and will comfort us always. Unfortunately, no one is exempt from pain and suffering, But he will comfort us when we need him the most. We just have to continue to move. We have to continue to press forward. And again, I know, unfortunately, life doesn't stop. You know, we still have to eat. Bills are still due. Work still has to be done. I get it. Sometimes we have no choice but to press pause on life in these moments. But we have to pick up the remote and press play after so long. Even if you have to get on grind mode and press fast forward, whatever you have to do to get out of pause, do it. Go. Move. Attempt to move. One step at a time. In these times, we definitely have to walk with our eyes closed. Not only do we not know, of course, we're just unsure about life. You know, we don't even want to know. But we really don't want to see what's going on around us either. There's five stages of grief. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. And we can all experience any of these things at any point. There's not a particular order. There's not a particular time when we will experience these things. But one stage we all have in common, and it's oftentimes the last stage, acceptance. Accepting that that particular flower is gone. Accepting that life is different. Accepting that you are now on your own. Accepting that we will at some point have to move on. But that's the importance of cherishing those who you do still have in your life. Showing them how much beauty they provide in your life. How much charm they add to your character. The respect, the appreciation, and love. We all have it. We just have to show it. And speaking of showing it, Heavenly Father, this day we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for keeping us another week. We ask that you continue to comfort us, continue to wrap your loving arms around us in times of loneliness and confusion. We ask that we show love more. We ask that we identify the beauty in you and in our lives. We ask that we continue to be grateful, and we thank you in advance in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, sorry for bailing on y'all. I couldn't elaborate on everything because, you know, we both would have been here crying. Yeah, this was a tough one, though. This episode is dedicated to my mother-in-law. The best mommy-in-law any girl could have been blessed with. But I was blessed enough to receive that contract. I thank God for it, and I thank God for how beautiful she was in my life. All right, good people, there is no homework. Y'all can go act the fool this week. Until next time.